call may be recorded.
One moment, please.
Good afternoon, Knight Capital Funding. This is Brittany. How may I direct your call?
Hi. Our connection's really bad. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Must just be my end. I had left a message over there, and then someone just called me back. I was calling on a file. I can give you the app number if that's helpful.
Sure. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me just pull it up. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, it doesn't say on this one. Let me try to find the first email. Okay, it's 282777.
MD2U Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let me see if your sales rep is available.
If it's Desiree, I could really use somebody else. I'm not getting anywhere with her. She keeps saying she's really busy, and I sent this in about a day ago to try to get the ownership cleared up. So is there any way I can find out if it's actually being checked with verifications, or if there's someone else that can help me that's maybe a little less busy? It's just I need to get somewhere with this file today, and yesterday we did not get anywhere because I just kept getting told that you guys were really busy.
Okay, hold on one moment, okay?
Thank you.
Recorded.
Bank Capital, this is Daniela speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Daniela. My name is Story. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good. I was calling, I'm not sure if you got any information yet, but on a deal that we had approved. It's called MD2U Indiana.
Yeah, receptionist just gave me the application number. I do see that the contract, it says contract out since yesterday at 5:53.
Yeah, well, the thing was is that we were kind of waiting to get, I had sent an email to Desiree, and I can forward it to you if you're available to take a look at it. Basically, the way the ownership of the company is that the person we submitted, Jerry, owns 45% of the holding company, which owns 90% of the company. And so we have another person, Greg, that is willing to sign as well, but he wasn't submitted. So I wanted to basically, I have the explanation of the breakdown of ownership with the tax returns. So I just wanted someone over there to take a look at that, see if they need Jerry on the docs, which I think you guys probably do, make sure that we're good to go with these two people as owners, and then I can get the right documents out to the customer because they're ready to go. It's just that I don't want to dock this wrong and then have to redo it and funding and all that stuff. So I just wanted to get this clear.
Okay. What is the best contact number to reach? I'm going to go speak to her verification because I think I see the email that you sent Desiree in regards to them trying to, it says I'm trying to get the ownership cleared to prove before requesting docs. Please see below for ownership breakdown and attach.
Yes.
And attach ownership verification. Need to stop. Okay.
Yeah. And
so you do have proof of ownership, and you have all of that documentation, right?
It's all, yeah, it's all attached, and it's all kind of broken down. I just wanted to see if, because basically right now we just have Jerry, I think, on the contracts when I generated them, and I think we might need Greg on them, so I just wanted to know, is that going to work if we put Jerry and Greg? Is that, you know, I just want them to kind of prove ownership before we dock it, because, you know, there's no point of docking it wrong or having this all be a big issue.
Yeah, and
funding.
I completely agree. Okay. What is the best contact number to reach you?
858. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I'm going to give you my cell phone because my work phone can be kind of tricky with answering correctly. So I'll give you my cell phone instead. It's 518.
Okay.
542-9209.
Okay, your name again is?
Soraya.
Soraya. S-O-R-A-Y.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me speak to verifications, to one of our verification managers, and then I will let you know, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.